Hi everyone, my name is E, and you're welcome to In the Music with E.
So get in the music, in the music.
Hi everyone. Now, before I start this podcast proper, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that took their time out to share. Everyone that's going to take their time out to listen. I really appreciate you guys big time, and I promise I'm not going to disappoint. I mean, I don't think I've ever disappointed you guys when I recommend music to you, so I'm definitely not going to start now. So the whole reason why I started this podcast is because I used to post a lot about music on my Snapchat story, and like sometimes I used to see some guys relate to it, and I'm like, wow, so like people actually see what I see. I like, at the same time, when I post music, sometimes I also analyze some songs, drop some facts, and like people that like, actually used to fuck with it. People used to like thank me for telling them about it and shit like that. And generally, I just love to talk about music. Anytime I talk about music to my sister, she's always telling me to shut up. To my friends, they always tell me to shut up. So I just thought, okay, why not do it on a bigger scale, where at least people that want to listen would actually tune in to listen. So yeah, I just started this so I could have an opportunity to talk more about music, to talk more about what I love. So I mean, from the name of the podcast, In the Music with E, everyone should like already have an idea of what the podcast is going to be about. Basically, going to be me talking about music, analyzing music, and putting you guys on to new music, especially that, because I mean, I love listening to music. So let me put you guys on to the music I listen to. Basically, that's what it's going to be about. Then also, I'm going to be having like, I'm going to be talking about different topics, different things about music. Basically, I could tell you guys a random fact about music, I could put you guys on to a new artist, and like in each episode there's going to be a segment. So there's going to be drop of the week, like a new song that dropped that like is crazy for me that I like. There's going to be upcoming artist of the week, also like an upcoming artist that like I enjoy listening to, or like that I found out and like I want you guys to listen to also. Then random facts. I'm just going to be talking about random facts about music. Like I could say literally anything about music that you guys probably didn't know. So yeah, so for this episode, I'm not really gonna do anything. Like I don't want to start giving you guys back to back yet. Like let's chill, let's calm down first, let's get to know each other. You guys get to know me, get to know what the podcast is all about, so it can build anticipation in you guys, so that you guys will be ready for what I have in store for you. Because I swear this season is going to be crazy with me. I have lots of things planned out, and I really can't wait for you guys to be here to see. I said to see, sorry, you guys can't even see me, to listen to what I have to talk to you guys about music. So what I'm going to do for you guys in this episode is that I'm going to put you guys onto a random song that I bet that most of you on here didn't know, and I bet you guys are going to like it. Then I'm going to give you my drop of the week, then I'm going to give you my upcoming artist of the week, and I'm going to also create a playlist for you guys to listen to while you're waiting for me to drop the next episode. Now it's time for the random fact. Did you guys know that Fields, his latest single that he just dropped with Davido, Electricity, that was actually meant to be his first single. That was meant to be the first single he drops this year, but Finesse happened, because they dropped a snippet for Finesse and it kept on blowing up on TikTok, and they didn't even drop it on purpose. I mean, Buju was just playing it in his car during one of his live videos, because Buju drops a lot, he does this a lot, he drops a lot of unreleased music on his live videos. So he was just doing that with Finesse, he was just fucking around with it. Then Fields and his team, they saw that, yo, that this thing is getting a lot of buzz, why don't we just drop it now? And Finesse happened. It was actually meant to be Electricity, then Finesse will come after, but I mean... yeah, there's this song I want to put you guys on to. I don't know if you guys know it, but like most of you guys know him. I mean, if you watch Big Brother, you know Brian. You definitely know who Brian is.
More music
so
on
Brian dropped this single when he was in the house. It was his Color Studios song, and the title of the song is Juju Part 2. So this song, I mean, I hadn't listened to Brian before. I heard of him obviously before the house because of his music. But then he dropped this Juju and I was like, oh, let me just give it a try. I didn't expect it to be this good. Like, me personally, I love it. I've recommended it to someone before. I put it in the playlist I made for them and they loved this song. Like, they absolutely loved it. So I think you guys would love it also. So go look it up. I think I'll attach the link to the description so you guys can easily find it. The name is Juju. Like, it's really, really, really nice. Like, the vibe, the beat, everything. Like, a lot of beautiful music dropped this week. Beautiful, wonderful music dropped this week. And God, I mean, apart from all the killings, the terrorism, everything that's going on in the country, the only place that I can be my chest confidently and say that, oh, Nigeria is winning, is in the entertainment industry. Music, movies, everything concerning entertainment, Nigeria is winning, man. Because this week, not many songs dropped, actually. But the songs that dropped, they were crazy. Like, they were mad crazy. So, my favorite drop for the week has to definitely be Asake's Terminator. Because I heard the song. I mean, everyone thought they heard the full song. Because the full song was out on TikTok then. I don't know. It leaked on Apple Music. I don't even know how. So, everyone thought they had the full song. Everyone literally thought, there's nothing Asake will drop that will not know. But bro, this guy, I should have actually started this podcast earlier, because like what I'm about to tell you guys now, if I had started the podcast earlier, I'd have told you guys. So my friends on our group chat, they said it that, oh, that Asake, like before he dropped the original Terminator, he was like, oh, Asake has dropped Terminator, blah, blah, blah. Then I was like, bro, this is literally a combination of two sounds on TikTok. That there's no way on earth Asake and his team would even want to drop it after it has leaked badly like this. So I was telling them that definitely he's going to add an extra verse or two to it, because there's no way they will drop the same thing that everyone already has. It's going to lose value. So, and it happened. He added an extra verse and the second verse in the old song. He made it the last verse in the new song. So another reason why I started this podcast is because I think I discovered a lot of new upcoming artists, like almost twice in a month I can discover a new upcoming artist, and I'll fall in love with the upcoming artist. So like, I want people to share in the same joy I share. So my upcoming artist of the week definitely has to be Major AJ. So Major AJ, he signed to Chocolate City. I mean, Chocolate City, they're really in their bag. This year, they're really in their bag. I mean, they signed I don't know if it's three, but I know three new artists that they signed. They signed Candy Blix. They signed Tariq for Keeps. Then they signed Major AJ. And these three artists, they've dropped crazy, crazy projects. Like, in the coming weeks, I'm definitely going to be talking about the two other artists. But for this week, I'm going to be talking about Major AJ. So he dropped an EP, I think, in July. Yeah, he dropped an EP in July. It's called Retroverse. And like, his sound is like when you listen to his sound, you feel like you're actually in a retroverse. Like, you definitely don't feel like you're in this universe, because it's different. And it's kind of crazy because it's a combination of Afrobeats and I don't know. I want to say EDM, but like, you can't really say EDM, but it's giving off that EDM vibe. I'm still trying to look for a genre to put it with, but I know you can definitely hear Afrobeats. You can definitely hear a tiny bit of EDM in it, but there's one other genre that's standing out in his sound. I'm like, he's mixing like more than two sounds together, and that's crazy. I mean, I love his sound. I think you guys would love his sound too. His popular song on the EP, on the Retroverse EP, is called Taboo. And God, this song is crazy. Now, funny thing is that I actually found him through Snapchat. Like, all these Snapchat ads, they help, because I found him, I found Juju that I told you about from Brian on Snapchat, and I found Taboo too on Snapchat. Like, all those ads that always pop up. And God, this P was, it kept on popping up on my page, kept on popping up. And like, I actually liked it. So I said, okay, let me give this guy's EP a listen. And it was crazy. So since it was crazy for me, I really think you guys will like it. Songs you guys should check out, should look out for, definitely Taboo is on top of the list. Then I think it's called Retro Rascal, something Rascal Shout. Like, the song is really nice, and Afro Disco too. Yeah, there's one, I can't really remember the names of the songs, but there's one that goes Shokoloko Bango She, no one but two more. Yeah, it's, go and check out the EP, man. All the songs on the EP are really nice. But Taboo, I really, really like it. So I think you guys will love it. Major AJ, Retroverse EP, go look him up. I'll definitely put his Apple Music and Spotify link under the description box so that you guys can check it out also. I really, really wish I could spend more time with you guys, talk about music, analyze music with you people, but I mean, I promised myself that the first episode I was not going to do this, that I'll just make this an introductory episode for you guys, so you guys know what this podcast is about, so you guys can want to listen to the next episode. And I know that most guys would actually want to come here for the music I put them on to, so I did that, at least I did that in this episode, but trust me, this season is going to be crazy. So as a thank you present to everyone that's listened to this podcast, I'm going to make a playlist right now. Sorry, I'm going to attach a playlist in the description box for you guys. It's going to be crazy music. I mean, the Major EJ I spoke about on this podcast, I'm going to add some of his songs that I like. And Brian also, I spoke about Brian, so I'm going to add some of Brian's songs that I like to this playlist. And I really hope you guys fuck with it, because I mean, most of you guys, anytime I post my playlist on Snapchat, it gets lots of ads. I'm always confused that, is it that people fuck with my music taste like this? Because back in secondary school, niggas used to insult me for the type of music I used to listen to, because I only used to listen to Afrobeat. And I mean, I forced myself to listen to their type of music, all the, let me not call out artist names, but all the type of music, I forced myself to listen to it, but I couldn't like really connect. And like, I don't like music that I can't connect to, like, it's pointless listening to it. So I stood my ground, I didn't change for anything, kept on laughing at me, mocking me anytime they passed me the aux, or when I was singing something different in class, they were always laughing at me, like, bro, the fuck are you singing? I really didn't care, I stood my ground. So, and I'm really thankful to you guys, to be honest, because you guys fuck with my music. You fuck with it, not my music, because it's not mine, but you fuck with the type of music I listen to, and I really like that. So, gonna attach the playlist, and I want to say a big thank you once again for listening, and I really hope you guys come back next week, Wednesday. Yes, I'm going to be doing this every Wednesday. So, every Wednesday, catch me live on In The Music With E. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Goodbye.